your old life was filled with sin and you've become born again and you're a brand new creation, all things become new. The old things have passed away. So don't consider yourself a slave to sin anymore, but a slave to righteousness. That's like really good. It really is. It's life-changing if you allow it to be. So he said, you're clean through the word that I've spoken to you. Go to John 17. Please. I love this. This is the actual Lord's Prayer. The other one's a model prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. Jesus said, when you guys pray, pray this way. That's the model prayer for us to follow. John 17 is the actual prayer of the Lord. It's the Lord's prayer unto God. God heard Jesus when he prayed. He did. 17:13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Jesus was full of joy. He was. You know why? Because you were set before him. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. So you were the joy. He saw you, his inheritance, you getting this and allowing God's word to bubble up through you and transforming your life. The joy set before him, that you may have his joy in you. I have given them your word. What's the word bring? Joy. And the world has hated them because they're not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of